I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm clicking it.
Clicking it.
Clicking it.
Hey, Brad, what time is it?
I don't know. Nick, what time is it?
It is 11:34. He never comes in on the first one anymore.
It's one.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
I don't know what it, the text is. This I copied and pasted it both times. I don't know what his deal is.
He's panicky.
So, my shitty TikTok, what'd you think of that?
That was funny.
I thought it was funny.
So,
anytime that dice-themed shit comes in, you know,
reason that happened is I'm in love with that trend right now.
It's been stuck in my head.
It's been stuck in mine, and so I started singing it about dice, and then I sat down and I recorded it, and I was like, maybe I'll just, like, save this. And then when it gets to the episode parody, I'll just send this to the guys so I can have a recording of them reacting to it. And then I'll just play the clip in post underneath them reacting to it. And I was like, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of crazy. And that doesn't count as a parody. So I was like, I'll just make a TikTok. Which, by the way, a lot of fucking work. Did not appreciate putting all that text in there. And lining it up and stuff. And then I put it under a spot where there are already words and I can't go back and change it. And I'm not typing it all again.
So if there's something that irritates me about the whole format of TikTok, it's that you can't, like, get rid of the, like, stuff that is on the screen. Like, that it's just permanently there unless you download the video and look at it. It irritates the shit out of me. Because it happened, there's a lot of people, like, there's a ton of TikToks that the words are right there, and so you're reading stuff superimposed on stuff. And yep. that's not fun. So I have a fun thing here. I am, like, weird, crazy setup now that I've got my desktop with my big main monitor, and then I have my laptop on its little cart thing right next to me too, so I'm able to go, like, back and forth between two different screens to do, like, different things if I want to have some stuff set up over on this screen, and then I can have stuff over here on this screen.
Oh, nice.
I feel super fancy right now. I don't know how I'm going to utilize it, but I was like, I kind of want to. So I did.
Yeah. My nerd brain really wants one of those giant curved screens, but I don't know how I feel. Like, I like having two monitors, and I realize, but Nick, you'll have the space of two monitors. Yeah, but it's all going to be on one monitor. How am I going to deal with that? What's that going to be like when I full screen a game and it takes up half the screen only instead? Like, is that going to be weird to my brain? Or is that going to be fine? Like, I don't know how that's going to work. So I don't know. It, as much as nerd brain wants big fancy screen, og no like new change. Also, that'd be expensive.
Yeah.
But
worth it.
Oh, yeah, so can I look at yours tomorrow since it's worth it? Would that be okay if I look at yours just to see how I feel about it?
Sir, when I built my desktop, they didn't have big, fancy curved screens.
Fucking worth it, you
I have one. Are both of these curved? I think only one of them. No, I have two curved screens. One of them is just less curved than the other one, so I didn't realize. I like my main monitor, though. I think it's a 32, which is still in my brain is massive for a... Let me put it this way. My monitor and the tiny TV that Jennifer has in her lady cave downstairs, that's what she calls it. That's not what I'm choosing to call it. I know it sounds inappropriate. That is what she wants to call it. It's a she shed and a lady cave. She uses both, but she prefers the other one because it makes me uncomfortable. But my monitor and her TV are the same fucking size. And that that makes my heart warm and fuzzy in the nerd parts of my brain.
The TV that I use for my monitor is a 37. And sometimes when I play games it's a little much. Especially if I like switch back and forth between the desktop and the laptop, I'll be like, I have to be so close to this thing.
Yeah.
To be able to see this little 15.6 inch shit screen, and when I could be like 15 feet away from this and be fine.
Oh, let me.
And
fucking...
then there was part of me that was like, man, what if I went back to my old setup where I had the desktop hooked up to the big, like a big TV, and I sat over on the couch to do everything.
Man, I've thought about that. Mm-hmm. I've thought about like if I ever had like a sizable amount of downtime. I've wondered, like, if I took my tower and plugged it into the main TV and then just played PC games on my fucking 70-whatever-inch television. And I just ogled at the speed. I mean, that would make me play Destiny exclusively on the PC. If I had a PC plugged into a TV, I would play Destiny on the PC because it loads quicker. I don't know that I would use mouse and keyboard, but I would play Destiny on the PC only. Not that I've touched Destiny in a fucking minute, and it makes my heart sad, but that's fine.
I know. It makes mine sad, too, think about. Like, it's such a great game.
I'm hoping to time dump into it in the coming months, because Bungie's 30th anniversary is going to be going on, and they're doing shit in the game for it, and I really want to partake in that, because I like Bungie, I like Destiny, I like anniversaries, so I feel like that would be fun. But yeah, that's my goal, is to hopefully, if nothing else, play Destiny like over the holidays. But I have to have time for that, so we'll see what happens.
I've been playing so much of that fucking Aliens game. Like I can't stop myself. Like I'll sit there, cuz I have a couple other games on here that I've wanted to jump into. I want to practice Warzone with you know, being on the laptop. I want to give it a try, but every time that I'm like, man, do I want to do this, or do I want to do this, or Aliens? It's Aliens.
If
I want to play more,
if you ever do get to the point where you tear yourself away and you're like, I'm ready to test out Warzone, let me know, and if I'm free, I'll fuck around in there with you. I'll probably scream the whole time. But I am 100% on board with Brad. Like, I haven't done a ton, but Warzone is better. I don't know that it's 100% fixed, but it's better.
So just to confirm that Warzone is better since I started doing hardware bans, I was fucking around the other day while the puppies were sleeping, and I'm like, maybe I'll put in a match. So I jumped in it and noticed there was a new event up for 15 days.
Oh, the numbers
yeah.
event.
You get a pair of size for completing it. So to complete it, you have to go to like, I don't remember, 8 or 10 different places on the map, radio transmitters. So if this isn't solid enough information that there's not a bunch of fucking hackers in the game anymore, I jumped in one game, jumped in a car, and drove to all of those positions and never once got sniped out of my seat.
I tell you, I don't know what the difference is. I run into them all the time in Cold War. Like, I'll watch things and I'm like, no. Like, I'll watch a kill cam, be like, okay, there's no way.
How many times before did we, like, every game, we hop in a vehicle, somebody got sniped out of the fucking driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
I got shot at so much, never got sniped out of my seat. I'm like, there's no hackers now.
I will say that I think there were some of they. It took them a minute, but in the Vanguard beta, when it finally went fully open, I think there were a handful.
There was stories all over that people were bitching because of how many there were.
Okay,
there was a ton out there. Apparently, that they figured it out real quick on how to get. I'm like, it's a fucking beta, and you're already throwing hacks up?
Right.
Are you shitting me? Like, how much of a pat on the back do you need to do this?
Right.
What happened to you in high school? Like, why are you the way that you are? I don't understand. What's the fucking point? If you're not good, then fucking practice.
Right.
And if you can't get that good, just do what you fucking can. We've won. We've never fucking cheated.
Yeah. And we're not that good.
Yeah. One of us is.
Fucking Brad.
But.
You're right. The guy with a average of one kill per game.
It's not about kills, motherfucker. Everyone's all like, oh, Nick, because you come out with it. I couldn't get the kills that I get if y'all didn't keep my ass up after I run off by myself. I heard that.
God damn it, Brad. I'm fucking sorry. Recording. Put a plug in.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I have that one shining moment where I'm feeding a baby and get a triple kill. That is my one shining moment in that game that I will never let go of. Going back and forth, making a bottle, like, hunkered down in a corner. Don't leave me, guys. Oh, God, people are breaking the building.
That was crazy.
I got it. I remember Nick being so fake mad about all that too. It's like, I came trying to rescue you, and little did I know,
I showed up and saw a guy aimed down on him. He fell over dead. And then Ken's like, ah, baby, there's two more. And I was like, okay, hang on. And I like pop in, and I see a guy, and he's dead. And then I see the other guy, and he's dead. And I was like, you know what? I'm not helping anymore. You're fine. Don't fucking call for us. Because this was stupid. Because I ran through an open field. I was like, I mean, if Ken goes down, like, we'll probably just be dead anyway. Because that team's just going to wipe us. So I ran through an open field with reckless abandon. And then you were fucking fine because you're a liar. So.
Well, I didn't think that, A, my reaction time would be that good while I'm feeding a baby. Or, B, that my control of anything would be that good while I had a baby.
That was crazy.
That is my one bright shining moment in that game. By the way, I was wrong. I'm going back to Aliens. One of you guys got one of the challenge cards that said something about a Praetorian.
Yes, that was
alien
me.
Praetorian. And I was like, oh, I've met those. Those are nasty. I fucking lied. Yeah. I have not met one. And it's so much worse than what it was. What I thought it was. So
great.
Much worse.
Great. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. That, as I was playing, and that there was a thing that came up. It was like, there's a new signal. And then the, like, Herrera, the person who talks to you, it's like, it's the size of a truck. And I'm like, what? And then I look over, and then there it is. And I'm like,
it's the size of a truck. Nope.
No, it wasn't the size of a truck, but it was enough for me to poop a little. Like, you know, and it wouldn't be so bad. Like, I think the times that I've had like a lot more difficulty is because of the synth helpers aren't great. They do okay, but you know, when I'm finishing up around and I have like 330 kills and then each of them have like 80 or something like that, like, yeah, somebody's carrying.
So Brad and I played last week because I was down there forever, right? And we played the mission where it's something about Earth, like that's what the fucking storyline is called. It's something Earth, but it's the one where you like go through the Promethean base and then you wind up outside and then they like bomb the bridge and shit.
Yeah.
And we had a fucking synth with us. And Brad's like, hurry up across the bridge. And I was like, what bridge? He's like, this fucking bridge. And I was like, why do we have to hurry? And that's when I saw the timer that had popped up that had already counted down like 5 seconds. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I start running. And I got about halfway across and I think it dropped the first bomb like right behind my ass. And I just turn around and we watch stuff. And I was like, oh, fuck, that is pretty nasty.
And we watch as the synth gets bombed.
Just
to death.
Fucking takes it all. And as it ends, he drops to the ground. And I'm like, I really didn't even want to pick him up. Because it wasn't like he was trying to run and he just didn't run fast enough. He just stood there. He wasn't running to our side at all. He was just standing there shooting aliens instead. And fucking got bombed to the moon.
That was great.
So then we went and rezzed him, and then a bunch of shit spawned behind us, and then we just bottlenecked the bridge for like a decade.
There was one of the missions that I failed, and it was because I was using my pew-pew pistol and a shotgun, and that was a terrible, terrible fucking idea. So I switched to flamethrower, and there's a shotgun pistol that you can get, so I was using that and the flamethrower, and then I switched my turret over to being a flamethrower, and let me tell you, that was pretty, but it was a clusterfuck. Because it was just constant fire everywhere. Like, it's the fucking turret shooting out flames and I'm shooting out flames, and it's just a wall of fucking fiery death. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure I burned out my other retina. It's just constant bright ass pretty flames on the screen. Like, I don't think I'm gonna do that again. Like, maybe just the turret I can set up as being a flamethrower.
Yeah. Opposite of that. So pretty much from what I could tell from the little bits of stuff that I unlocked, a lot of the guns have incendiary rounds in the new Call of Duty. And so I unlocked some. Oh, yeah? And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Because who's doing this one? Sledgehammer. In Sledgehammer's last game, Call of Duty World War II.
I used the shit out of the incendiary on the
shotguns. Yeah, because it was fucking dirty. So I put it in my machine gun, like not heavy machine gun. It's like I think it was a submachine gun. But I was like, this will be fucking great. I didn't see anybody light on fire. I think my gun shot worse, if I'm being honest. And I was like, this is just fucking stupid. Also, I had an instance where, so I was playing on the Xbox and it did the quick resume. So it didn't, it like just kept my game loaded in the background for whatever reason, which is fine. I don't really care one way or the other. But so I went into it and I was using this gun and it didn't unlock any attachments. And I was like, I wonder if that's just part of the beta. Like maybe for whatever reason, like this gun, you just can't level up. And I was like leveling up my main stuff. And then it was like, oh, playlist update. You need to restart the game. So I restarted the game. Next match I played, started unlocking fucking attachments. So it just wasn't registering any of the shit I did with that gun. which is whatever, because it's a beta and it's all going to go away anyway. But it just pisses me off because I started using a machine gun, and it was the DP-28, and that thing's a fucking monster, and I wanted attachments for it, but I didn't think I could have any. And so I was like, I guess I'll just settle for this. And I could have been doing so much better. I played like 3 or 4 matches and just didn't unlock a damn thing because the game wasn't loaded properly for whatever reason. But it's pretty good. The gunplay's pretty nice. I have high hopes.
I loved the World War II, the WW2 that they put. I loved that one. That one was great.
Well, and Sledgehammer, their multiplayer stuff is always like, so Sledgehammer didn't get in on the Warzone game because that started the game after World War II. So World War II came out, then it was Black Ops 4, so we got Blackout, and then with the next Call of Duty is when they introduced Warzone, which was the remake of Blackout, and then obviously we've just kept Warzone ever since. So Sledgehammer has never done the Battle Royale thing. But I have high hopes because Sledgehammer, the first thing they ever did for Call of Duty was Modern Warfare 2's multiplayer. And that is regarded as one of the best multiplayers in the Call of Duty franchise. Just for, like, the way the guns played and the way the maps were and just, like, all around as a whole. Like, there are aspects of other ones that did better than that. But MW2's multiplayer is what a lot of people crave nostalgically from Call of Duty. And so, and I mean, I agree, World War II, like you said, was a fucking phenomenal game. I loved it. It was really fun. So I have high hopes for the multiplayer in Vanguard, and honestly I expect their integration to Warzone is going to go super well, because they've already talked about how they have plans to make sure that they're going to just use the Warzone rather than try and force the Warzone engine to play nice with their game, like Black Ops Cold War did. They're going to make their game play nice with the Warzone engine instead. Like, they're going to take what's already there and they're going to puzzle piece into that instead of trying to do it the other way around, because obviously that didn't work very well. That being said, I think I can use the Fafar. I picked up shit and I was using my Fafar and it didn't crash me out of the fucking game.
Yay! Well, it took them a year to fix that.
I've tried using that in the cold. I can't control that thing. I don't know why.
The Fafar?
Control it. Yeah. They need to do a new map. Like, I think that's one of the things that at least have like a second one that, you know, you can alternate with.
Yeah, why can...
I feel like at this point there's people that know every square inch of the map, and, you know, I don't have that kind of dedication to figure that shit out.
Why can someone like PUBG, and I realize they're the OG Battle Royale, in theory, technically, people all like to make the argument that Twisted Metal was, which I'm on board with that. It was just an ever-shrinking circle. But PUBG revolutionized Battle Royale games, we'll put it that way. PUBG has plenty of maps now. I mean, it took them a while, but they do it, and it works really well. PUBG's not the most popular Battle Royale game out there, but it still works. It still does seasons. It still does passes. I'm sure it's still making plenty of fucking money because it's still running. So why can you not... Activision, why you no spend man hours on map?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to put in fucking Rebirth Island, fucking which... Unpopular opinion, I fucking hate Rebirth Island. I didn't like it when they did it in Blackout, and I didn't like it when they did it and brought it into Warzone. But don't focus on the fucking game modes. Like, the zombie mode you did was fun, and like, some of those game modes are cool, but stop focusing on like the juggernaut wars and the vehicular wars in the same fucking map. Give me a new map that evolves with... Like, why would we stay in the... It just... They're trying to make this narrative, and it just doesn't make any sense for it to all stick how it is. So I 100% think... I mean, I'm sure with Vanguard, they'll change it. But I can't be 100% sure, because I was confident they would change it when fucking... When we switched over to Cold War. Because they were building up to it, and then all they did was fucking send us back in time for whatever reason.
Yeah, you know, at a certain point, it's going to start to get weird with the amount of and nature of the weapons that are used. Like,
mm-hmm.
I loaded it up on my laptop and looked at my loadouts, and I was like, oh, shit, I remember fucking M13.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking loved that gun. And, you know, and I was like, aw, I miss it. And now I'm second guessing me saying that I want that to happen because I liked my loadouts.
Yeah, that was what I was smoking people with this last time playing was my M13 loadout.
Oh man, the my best gun in Cold War though by far is the fucking M60 light machine gun. That thing is a fucking monster.
My favorite on Cold War was the M16.
Okay, so you guys are talking about real weapons from Cold War, because something that Cold War introduced to Warzone, which I didn't find out until I played on the PC, is a fucking nail gun.
What?
That uses submachine gun ammo, and it's disgusting. So you can't make a class with it that I'm aware of, but it is a legendary drop that I found not only in my training session, but also in a real match, and I murdered the shit out of people with a nail gun, and it felt dirty and pleasing because I was like, I don't know what to do with this, but it does have a huge clip, but motherfucker, does it hit like a truck. And I don't know why that's a thing. I don't know what happened to make it be implemented, but I fucked with it, that's for sure.
That's funny.
I got some weird fucking demon noises coming from somewhere in my house.
I do too, but I know where mine are coming from.
You both have cats.
That's fair.
Actually, you say that. I want to go make sure my doors are locked. Because Jen's not here, and I just realized that I've just kind of nonchalantly been in the house, and I don't know if the doors are locked. So, it's midnight. Do you know where your kids are? So I'll be right back.
I don't know where my demon noises are coming from. I can't make an adequate guess on that.
Again, you have a cat.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like weird cat noises. It sounds like gurgles from somewhere. Like that's, you know, if it were cat noises, I'd get it. But it's like blah 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 blah. Like, there's some fucking demon chants coming from somewhere in my house.
You assume that the cat has nothing to do with that.
No, that's fair. You know what? And you're getting ready to be on board that train, so good luck.
But it's okay, because I'll be dead before the demon stuff happens.
Yeah. Better get some good fucking antihistamines up in your shit.
Well, we're doing a few things. One, I'm going to see if I can't up my nightly allergy meds.
Super and 100% then, was not locked.
Oh god.
Could have died.
Yep. I'm gonna see if I can't up my allergy meds, and then I found on TikTok, surprise, this couple has a couple huskies, and they were showing off this air purifier that they got and how well it worked with their huskies. And I'm like, well, if it works that well with two huskies, it ought to do plenty fine for one cat. And, you know.
Yeah, until the cat sleeps on your pillow, and then you, well, you know.
Yeah, there's that. But, I mean, at least it'll help me away from that. And if I die in my sleep, I die in my sleep. I'm okay with this.
Have they ever done, like allergy shots for you, or have you ever tried to do that?
No, I have my pills. Like, they're prescribed pills.
Way back, I'm allergic to like half of the shit on the planet. like I went to an allergist, and they did like the torture rack testing, which is just like a billion fucking needles that they just like, and here's 5,000 fucking needles that we're gonna pierce you with, and then read what you react to. And it's like I had reactions everywhere.
Yeah. So I had that done when I was younger. But the most recent one that got me on allergy meds was a blood test.
But what they tried to do for me was make a cocktail and then inject me with it, like, once a week for however long. It was once a week or twice a week? I can't remember. And it helped, like, a little bit. Because the idea is that it just, you slowly build, resistance to everything. But what was happening, I think it was twice a week, because what would happen is that, like, I'd go in and I'd get one shot, and then the next day I would feel like shit, and then the next day I would feel better, and then I would go back in and get another shot.
And then you'd feel like shit.
And then I'd feel like shit. Like, so it was just this constant, like, rounds of me just feeling like hell for a couple of days, and then getting better, and then feeling like hell, and then getting better, and then feeling like hell. It got to be a little bit much, so I stopped doing them. It was like, I'm just gonna take fucking allergy medicine for the rest of my life, and I'll call it good. Because I'm allergic to both cats and dogs.
I'm allergic to dogs, but not, like, extremely. I'm extremely allergic to cats.
I'm allergic to this bullshit work schedule that they put me on.
I'm allergic to the work thing, too.
Well, so, real quick, because we don't want to get too ranty and we're hitting our wall and I got to get to bed because I have to work tomorrow. It's into quarter three right now for Silent Kepler. And so we started inventory this week. So normally what the schedule for inventory is, which is the thing we got emailed, but it didn't happen this way, is this week, the penultimate week of the month of the quarter, $5 word for you, one of my favorites, Monday and Tuesday, they would count the inventory at our warehouse, which is an offsite location from the building that I work in, where we just have extra frames and stuff. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we would count our stuff. I don't know what the fuck happened on Monday. I know they were counting our overstock stuff in our building, but nothing happened at the warehouse on Monday. Tuesday, they got most of it done, and I think we started counting our floor, kind of. Wednesday, they finished up the warehouse, and we counted a shit ton. Yesterday, we counted more, obviously, and everyone was required to work an extra hour. Today, we finished counting, so inventory's done, and we all worked an extra hour. Some people, because we were done, got offered to be able to go home early. I was one of those people. I chose not to because I was like, no, I already mentally prepared to be here till fucking 4. I'll stay till 4. And then tomorrow was a mandatory 8-hour shift for counting inventory, which is done. So tomorrow was talked about being canceled completely, which I was in the camp for. And instead, the office will now be open from 7 a.m. to noon. If you were scheduled to work, which I was, you were expected to be there for a minimum of 4 hours. Feel free to stay for the full 5.
To do what?
To help prep us so Monday isn't stressful. Because a bunch of shipments came in on Monday when nothing was happening, but they didn't get received because we weren't allowed to receive because we were supposed to be counting. But counting didn't start for like a day and a half past Monday. So why didn't we start receiving the things? Well, because it would have made the count start. No, the fuck it wouldn't. The person receiving it would have counted them. And then you would just mark it as counted when they received it. And that would count as part of as starting the counts. But instead, we have 280 practices worth of frames that showed up from a manufacturer because they're new styles that need to be shipped out to these practices. And now people get to come in on Saturday and deal with that so that next week's not stressful for people. Well, for me on my team, I still have to deal with the practice inventory next week. So next week's going to be fucking stressful for me no matter what. I got to work 2 11-to-8s so I can answer the phone and tell people to go ahead and start their fucking inventory. Half of which won't call us because they already did their inventory and they did it wrong because they didn't fucking call us. They didn't get their code, so everything's got to be redone, and then they get mad at us like we fucked up. But that's beside the point. So next week's going to suck no matter what. And I get Monday is going to be the only day that's probably fine. Tuesday, I get a COVID shot after work. Wednesday is an 11 to 8. Thursday's an 11 to 8. And then I still have to fucking work Friday after doing all that stuff. The only positive to all of this is that we're not recording, so I can come home and pass the fuck out. Maybe. But then that Saturday, October 2nd, happy birthday, Ken. Spoilers to the audience that we record in advance. Ooh. That Saturday is when my wedding chaos starts, and I have an event every fucking Saturday.
Boo.
One of which is in fucking Biggsville. October 16th, I have to go to Biggsville.
The fuck is Biggsville?
It's like 30 minutes from Abingdon, so it's the other side of Monmouth towards Davenport.
Yeah, it's a little higher up than Smallsville.
Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up.
It's in between. It's like geographically, it's kind of sorta in between Monmouth and Davenport, but it's a little more south than a line from Monmouth to Davenport.
No, it's more like Burlington.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I don't know why I was saying Davenport. I meant Burlington. Iowa, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm looking at a map. This is terrible.
So
it's fucking terrible.
And it's, I think that one goes, the reception is supposed to go to like 11. And so then I have to drive a half hour back to Abingdon and then like a half hour into fucking Gilt. It's like 20 minutes. But by the time I get food, it'll be like a half hour. So that's going to suck. The one on the second, I think, is in Abingdon, so that one won't be too bad. I think it's late, but it's in Abingdon. The one the week after that is a homecoming for Abingdon, put on by the parents because the school canceled it. So that is also in Abingdon, so that won't be terrible. And it probably shouldn't run too late, I would imagine, because it's homecoming, not prom. And then I don't know from there. I know the 16th, and then I haven't seen anything for anything else, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's my little weird rants done. So,
okay. So, do we need anything before we get started?
Yep. Prepare back.
Okay. But I ordered. This is a funny story. I ordered the Grace Fire dice that I wanted, and so it was 3 weeks. I hadn't heard anything. It was over 3 weeks by the time I sent the email. So I sent an email that's what I'm getting at to the shop and saying like, hey, it's been like over 3 weeks since I put in the order and I haven't heard any updates. So I'm just curious on what the situation is, and then. They're in Ireland, so they're way ahead on time. I think they're ahead. Yeah, they're ahead. And so I send that, like, I think it was Monday night I sent that email. And then Tuesday morning, I wake up to an email from them that they have shipped my stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you. And then I get, why is my Google trying to listen to me. Then I get an email from the shop saying like, hey, send me your order number so that I can check in on this. And I'm like, what? I thought you already saw the thing and you did the thing. Like, why are you having to check? I'm very confused now. Did my shit ship or not? The only thing that makes me really nervous is that apparently the option for shipping that I did does not have any tracking information to it. So I just have to keep my fingers crossed that it gets here apparently.
Yeah.
The only nice thing is that there'll be one day that I get home and there'll be surprise dice.
Jen lost my fucking V dice. And I found them. She ADHD cleaned my dice.
Oh, no.
Because we got the new table, so she was moving my stuff. And she was like, oh, it should be right here. And then she goes and looks and goes, huh, okay, I guess it would be right here because this is where the rest of the table stuff was. Oh, it's not there either. Well, I'm sure there's somewhere. And I was like, fucking sure there's somewhere. I haven't even rolled them yet. And then I shouted at her. I was like, you haven't even obnoxiously rolled them against my will yet. And they're fucking completely gone. And she's like, we'll find them. They got to be down here somewhere. They were not down anywhere. They were all the way up in the loft on her desk. And she's like, oh, I guess I was trying to get them close to your dice. And I was like, weird, because I was trying to leave them downstairs, so I didn't forget to pack them on Saturday. So they're on my desk now. But she did. She just fucking up and moved them and was like, I don't know, we'll find them somewhere. And I was like, bullshit, they're gone. You lost them. Just admit it.
You know what I think is going to happen is that there's going to be a Saturday that, like next couple of Saturdays, Gracefire is going to die. And then the following Monday after that is when the dice are going to come in.
You better shut your fucking mouth.
What?
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna tell Josh this tomorrow. I'm gonna say this right now. If there's a situation that you get in that you die while I'm at one of these weddings and no one can save you, I want Josh to freeze that moment in time for when I get back. Like the night doesn't have to stop, but I want it understood that when I come back, I want things explained to me in explicit, crisp detail so that I can make a judgment call of what I would have done to see if I can save your life. Because I refuse. That counts as an off-screen death as far as I'm concerned. And no offense to anyone else, Brad. Anybody else can fucking die. I don't care. That's not my problem. You're the one who saves everybody else. But I save you. Who watches The Watchmen? I do. It's me. I do it. And I'm happy to do it. But if Josh takes that from me, I'll stop sending him notes. He can remember all on his own.
All right. Anyway, are we feeling ready?
Yes. I think if you die, though, I think if either of us die, it's going to be together. The way things have been going, I think we will die together. And that's going to suck so hard. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to suck a lot.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's... If that happens, everybody's going to start churning through characters so goddamn fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's just, you know, that they die or there's nobody to... Because I'm not playing another fucking healer. That shit's so fucking stressful.
Oh, my God,
Micromanage all of my fucking healy shit. It's fucking stressful. Especially in Tomb of Annihilation. It's fucking stressful. I'm either a rogue or a paladin. I don't know which one. Probably a rogue, because paladin feels very close to possibly being a healer.
I don't think I've thought that hard about what moves I wanted to make since we were confronting Matthias. And I was like, okay, I want to play with his ley line.
Mm-hmm.
Or not his ley line, but his tie to the weave.
And
I had to think close to that to keep Gavin's dumbass alive in Executioner's Run. It was so stressful. I was like, okay, what are these spells that I have do, and how do I utilize them to the best of my ability? Oh, Jesus. Okay, anyway. Season 2, motherfuckers.
Season fucking 2.
Season 2.
Woof.
Fucking crazy.
Woof.com.
Hey, Ryan, you got a woof on line 1?
The last month in Aetherport.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.